I have for you a follow-up to yesterday's video where I presented the interview, or the reporting on it, that Benedict said that Francis was the Pope. The number of people who thought I was endorsing that view surprised me more than a little, so here is a follow-up from an obscure Italian news source that I get a lot of great leads on that no one else reports. Andrea Cioccini is an Italian commentator who asks an obvious question. Benedict says there is one pope, but never says who it is. I got from the interview personally that Benedict clearly was indicating that Francis was who Benedict was saying, but the Italian commentator has a different take. I will read his analysis for you in full in an English translation provided by Google Translate, so bear with me a bit on some of the syntax. Then I'll have some comments after. As always, I leave it for you to decide. The only thing that I will say up front is that I disagree with the idea that Benedict or Francis have been replaced by some mysterious force. Believe that if you like, it's just something that I don't hold to myself. Again, I'm not endorsing Benedict's alleged statement nor decrying it. Now, on with the Italian retort. Hear ye, hear ye. Today's exclusive interview of Benedict XVI by Massimo Francio in Corriere della Sera has finally brought clarity to the mystery of the two popes. We copy here the quotations of the quote-unquote Pope Emeritus that, according to the interpretation given by Francio, supposedly definitively take the head off the bull of the rumors and disputes that would say that Bergoglio is not a true pope. There are not two popes, there is only one pope. Joseph Ratzinger says it with a faint voice, straining to say each word clearly. There is only one pope, he repeats, weakly striking the palm of his hand on the armrest. There is only one pope. That's great. Which of the two is it, then? Ratzinger does not explain this. If you attentively reread Francio's article, in no place does Ratzinger say, Bergoglio is the one true pope. This is what would have been the most obvious and simple way to resolve a long-standing dispute. Therefore, if desired, Benedict's statements could be perfectly interpreted as a referring also to himself. There is only one pope, and it is the one who has retained the patron munus, that is, me. Ratzinger continues in Fraccio's interview. It was a difficult decision, but I made it in full consciousness, and I believe that I did well. Some of my friends who are a bit fanatical are still angry. They do not want to accept my choice. Has his decision left his most faithful followers unhappy? What does that mean? Aldo Maria Valli loves Benedict very much, but he did not agree with his decision. Valli thinks that Bergoglio is a legitimate pope, even if not a real one in his spiritual substance, and he is unhappy with Ratzinger's resignation. This does not exclude the possibility that Benedict could have apparently resigned as part of a strategy that escapes Valli. We have written about this hypothesis elsewhere. Benedict continues, I am thinking of the wild ideas that followed it. Those who said that it was the fault of the Vatican document release, those who said it was the work of the St. Gallen group, those who said it was because of the case of conservative Lefebvrean theologian Richard Williamson. They do not want to believe that it was a choice done in full awareness, but my conscience is clear. Actually, these are not the wild ideas that are the most popular, which are on the contrary to the movements of the St. Gallen group. Moreover, explicitly declared by the primate of Belgium Cardinal Danils and out of ecclesiastical stonecutters, everyone knows this. It has been talked about for years. Neither the stonecutters nor the St. Gallen group are mentioned by Ratzinger, and this is precisely the point. Thus, his choice to resign without resigning, or to resign invalidly, could have been dictated by pressure from lobbies, not mentioned by him. And this plan, subtly strategic, has left his supporters unhappy, and they have not grasped its significance. He has a clear conscience because he knows that tempus omnia relevat. As you can see, Ratzinger's speech holds together seamlessly, without a wrinkle. So is Benedict XVI dishonest in using tricks? Not at all. It would be perfectly sincere and coherent with all of his conduct to date. To see it from another perspective of equal dignity to that of Corriere, Benedict did not resign validly. He is still pope because he retains the patron munus. He continues to dress in white, to be called Pontifex Pontificum, to impart the apostolic blessings, to make pronouncements on matters of faith, and he also reiterates in an interview with force that there is only one pope, him. Seen in this light, his speech is completely coherent. A wild idea? No, the Italian language speaks clearly, you just need to know how to read it carefully, and my colleague Francio has certainly reported the quotations with fidelity. Now, it is apparent that if it were true that Ratzinger was pushed to retire, he could plausibly not be free to express himself freely. Perhaps he is being pressured. Why else would the German shepherd, the adamantine theologian, the very rational German thinker and profound connoisseur of the church, be so ambiguous. Just for the sake of leaving 1,300,000 Catholics in anxiety and uncertainty, then it is obvious that in such a case his only recourse would be in using a language that is truthful but veiled, which only some are able to interpret correctly according to the divine logos. It is a subtle language that has also been recognized in the Declaratio of Resignation. Moreover, the heavy and sugary superstructures of Corriere, which is right on the heels of the most recent statements by Aldo Maria Valli, want to make Benedict say at all costs what he did not say. Says a lot about the mainstream narrative of the two popes. What is certain is that the interview does not define anything, but instead aggravates suspicions. The feeling is that Ratzinger, who apparently is the only one who retains the title of Vicar of Christ, Bergoglio has renounced it, is being innocent as a dove and cunning as a serpent, as Jesus Christ recommends. And that with four carefully delivered words, he has fooled everyone again. Addendum. Many cite the fact that in 2019, Benedict supposedly admitted that Francis is the Pope. But it's not true. In 2019, Vatican News quoted the interview of Corriere della Sera, where the following sentence by the journalist Massimo Francio appears. Bergoglio's adversaries, often conservatives desperately seeking for a word from Benedict that would sound critical of Bergoglio, heard him respond without fail that there is one Pope, it's Francis. So says Francio, but it is a rumor, a supposition. It is not a direct quotation from Ratzinger. And instead, Vatican News passed it off as a direct declaration from Ratzinger, headlining it, Benedict XVI, there is one Pope, Francis. And in the text they write, it is the certainty of Benedict XVI who reminds everyone there is one Pope, Francis. A manipulation that speaks for itself. End of article. Okay, so what do you think? Given the comments yesterday, I suspect I know already, but this diabolic disorientation continues without a lack of clarity, and that's the general rule of our time, not the exception to the state of things. Is Benedict being obtuse? Is he not free to speak? Many of you said you want to see the video for yourself. If someone can find it, send it to me, and I'll post a link to it. That's kind of the rub here. For a video or at least audio-recorded interview, it seems to be you can't find the original. That's kind of strange. But what we know is this, that Archbishop Gonswein, the former secretary for both Francis and Benedict simultaneously, he was their secretary both simultaneously at one point, now spends 100% of his time watching Benedict, and Benedict never is seen in public without him. The obvious answer is that he does this because Benedict is frail and needs assistance. But of course, many, including myself, find that to be kind of strange, since there are plenty of religious available who don't have the duties of an archbishop, who could translate for him and be his personal aide. There isn't exactly a shortage of monks and nuns in the Vatican, after all, and plenty of German or Austrian ones do exist who would gladly assist Benedict. They are available. I suppose we won't know until Benedict passes from this world, at which point it will not be any surprise to anyone if, after that happens, a letter from him finds its way to a friendly journalist to give his thoughts to the world, totally free of any influence that might be put upon him. But again, that's just a hypothesis. What do you think? Let me know in the comments, please. And please, if you're going to debate, keep it civil. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.